Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. We'll get to your calls in our next segment. We're going to talk to Vicki Znavor about her book, Authenticity Reawakened, the importance of authenticity and the importance of owning your life story when it comes to fulfilling your life's purpose. We'll talk to Vicki at the bottom of the hour and get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team if you're an entrepreneur and you want to start a home-based business. If you want to be in the nutrition business, the Youngevity business opportunity is something that you want to at least take a look at. You can check out all the details at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com by clicking on the Join the Team link, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Our number today, 844-236-6010. If you have anything you'd like to speak about, we love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. Vicki Znavor, author of the book Authenticity Reawakened, The Path to Owning Your Life Story and Fulfilling Your Purpose, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. All right, I want to continue talking about enzymes. Last we spoke, we were discussing oxidation and the importance of oxygen and the importance of pH and the importance of heat. Enzymes are very, very labile. They move around a lot. They break down quickly. This was Dr. Edward Howell's. This is the basis of Dr. Edward Howell's position on enzymes and enzyme nutrition. Dr. Howell said that as go our enzymes, so go us. As go our enzymes, so goes our health. And health, or the lack thereof, is dependent on enzymes. Death itself is the end result of enzymes not working. And when enzymes stop working, we stop working. Enzymes carry, as we said, the life force. One of the biggest problems we have today with our modern 21st century lifestyle is the fact that we're eating lots of enzymeless foods. A processed food can basically be called an enzymeless food. Today we have ultra-processed foods. There's an article that showed up yesterday. Where did this show up here? This was from Pharmacy Times, Consumption of ultra-processed foods and drinks associated with increased colorectal cancer risk. Ultra-processed foods are, processed food is a food that's processed, obviously. An ultra-processed food takes it even further. An ultra-processed food is made with stuff that came out of foods, that came out of processed foods. First you have processed foods, and when that food becomes further processed, you have an ultra-processed food. Chocolate chip cookies are ultra-processed foods. Soda pop is ultra-processed food. A processed food would be something like baby carrots. Baby carrots are still carrots, but they're processed. They're made out of pieces of carrots squished together, but they're still a food. An ultra-processed food doesn't have any food components, doesn't have any food in it. It's made up of totally of components of foods. And while they may have a few vitamins and minerals added to them, and some of them have some protein, like maybe power bars or power drinks or protein drinks, some of them may have some effective nutritional value, they don't have the life force. They don't carry the life force with them. They don't carry the enzymes with them. Look at your typical breakfast cereal as a paragon of ultra food processing. A breakfast cereal is the ultimate factory food and in no way can be considered part of a quality breakfast. Infant formula is another example of a processed food that has nutrients in it, that has real nutrients in it, but it doesn't have the life force. Real breast milk is alive with the life force in the form of enzymes. Metabolic enzymes for improving the baby's biochemistry and growth, immune-boosting enzymes for improving the baby's immune system, digestive enzymes perhaps that allow the baby to readily access the protein and the fats and the sugars that are in the milk. There may be some enzymes added to artificial breast milk formulations, but nowhere near enough to make it a living food, to make it the living food that the real stuff is. Of course, there's also other molecules, incredibly valuable molecules in breast milk, non-enzyme or non-nutrient related, non-vitamin related. Things like anabolic peptides, endocannabinoids are in breast milk. You're not going to find endocannabinoids in Similac and other Frankenstein concoctions like soy milk drinks and all the things they give babies when moms can't breastfeed. Baby's going to, of course, get calories from breast milk, from artificial breast milk, I should say. Likewise, you'll get calories with processed and ultra-processed food. That's one thing that's never in short supply, is calories. Because it's pretty easy to make food calories. That's not a problem. Enzymes, you can't make enzymes. There's no enzyme factories that are going to put enzymes into these processed foods. However, the more calories you're ingesting, the more enzymes you need. So eating calories is bad enough. We talk about calorie restriction. We're going to talk about it more. But eating calories from getting your calories from enzymeless foods makes it even worse. And these are the foods that make up most of our diet, high-calorie, low-enzyme foods. These are the foods that most Americans subsist on, that make up the bulk of the standard American diet. In fact, this may be the single most significant reason for the collective poor health of Americans, is this dependence on calorie-dense, enzyme-less foods. To make matters worse, excess calories show up as excess heat. Calorie means heat. We talked about heat a couple days ago, the importance of keeping the body temperature just perfectly so in order for enzymes to work. So not only now are we ingesting calories that don't have enzymes associated with them, but we're making our enzymes work that much harder because calories show up as excess heat, and the more heat that you have, the harder your enzymes are working. The word calorie means heat, and a calorie is defined as a unit of heat. Calories equal heat. So calories are going to add a further load on our enzyme system, on our body's enzyme system. Enzymes are designed to work at a specific temperature, and the higher the temperature, the faster they work. That's what a fever is. When we have an infection, bacterial infection or a viral infection or whatever kind of infection we have, if we get some kind of toxin into our body will raise its temperature in an attempt to increase the activity of anti-infection and defensive enzymes. But if we maintain an elevated body temperature for a prolonged period of time, the ensuing upregulation and stimulation of metabolic enzymes and metabolic enzyme activity can ultimately increase their degradation. Enzymes have a limited lifespan. Then we run out of enzymes more quickly. This is the main reason why calorie restriction has always been linked to a longer lifespan. Calorie restriction equals a longer life. This has been shown over and over and over again in research for over 100 years, that the less you eat, the longer you live. And this is where fasting becomes important. In fact, fasting is probably one of the most underappreciated, as well as the most important, way to support your enzyme system. Fasting is super easy to do, obviously. It's inexpensive to do, obviously. And it's a great way to conserve your enzymes. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Hang on, we'll get your calls in just a minute. Vicki Znavor, author of the book Authenticity Reawakened, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the importance of authenticity when it comes to having a fulfilling life. And we'll get your calls here momentarily. 844-236-6010. So fasting is so intriguing to me. I get questions all the time. How do I fast? People want to know how to fast. And I always find that interesting that we don't know how to fast. It's pretty simple. You just don't eat. And by the way, supplements can be taken when you're fasting because fasting is about calories and there's no calories in nutritional supplements. And I'm not talking about protein powders, perhaps, or essential fatty acid supplements, but vitamin and mineral supplements don't have calories. And the whole idea of fasting is that you want to restrict or you want to limit or you want to have zero calories, at least for a short period of time. Fasting is important for conserving enzymes, as we talked about before we went to break, but it also plays another really interesting and underappreciated role when it comes to longevity, when it comes to our health. And that is in a biological process called autophagy. Auto meaning self and phagy meaning eating. Autophagy means self-digestion. And it is one of the ways that the body cleans itself. You don't hear a lot about this autophagy process, but it's really, really important to understand, especially if you're dealing with a chronic long-term disease. The body has a self-cleaning mechanism, but as long as it's got dirt coming in, and by when I say dirt, I mean external material coming in the form of food, its autophagy or its self-cleaning machinery doesn't work. It doesn't work as well. It's always going on a little bit, but it doesn't work as well. Autophagy or self-digestion, this self-cleaning mechanism, is one of the ways the body gets rid of old parts, especially old cellular parts. Really fascinating. The cell itself has a recycling system. If you just sit and ponder on the amazing things that a cell can do, this tiny little blob that's 1/100th the size of a head of a pin, look at a head of a pin divided by, up by 100 in your mind's eye, and you'll have a picture of how big a cell is. That's a typical cell. Cells come in different sizes, but typical cells around 20 microns, which is 1/100th the size of a head of a pin. And in that tiny, tiny little space, you've got more working parts than in a Boeing 747. The complexity of a cell, 1/100th the size of a head of a pin, rivals New York City, a metropolitan area, all the different processes and all the different systems and all the different working parts that have to be interrelated and have to communicate with each other. There's compartments in a cell. There's molecules being created all the time in the cell. There's various substructures within a cell, and those substructures have a complexity in and of themselves. It's really absolutely mind-blowing, the nature of a cell. One of the structures in a cell is a little furnace, a little metabolic furnace that burns off, metabolically speaking or biochemically speaking, burns off waste. It's called a lysozyme. And cellular waste is actually shuttled. Think about it. This is amazing. Cellular waste is actually shuttled into this little furnace that's inside the cell, and the furnace burns, chemically speaking, the parts of these old parts. This is what autophagy is about. Autophagy is when the waste parts, the broken down parts, are burnt, literally burnt and deconstructed inside the lysozymes. And even better, the subcomponents of these components are then recycled. Can you imagine this? In a little space, 1/100th the size of a head of a pin. We're going to continue talking about autophagy in our next Bright Side episode and ways that you can upregulate autophagy. If you've ever seen dark spots in your skin that aren't related to pigment, that's a sign that autophagy is not proceeding as it should. Those little dark spots in your skin, and they're not dark like pigment dark, but they're kind of brownish dark. That stuff is called lipofuscin, and it's a sign that we're not clearing out metabolic and cellular waste as effectively as we should. We'll continue talking about that on our next Bright Side episode. Time at the phones. Let's 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Ken in Texas. What's up, Ken? Good to hear from you again, buddy.
From yesterday.
Yes.
You're talking about oxygen, but what about hydrogen? Like hydrogen water, hydrogen gas, brown gas.
Yeah. Hydrogen and oxygen.
The black seed oil.
Yeah, hydrogen and oxygen go together. You know what we call hydrogen and oxygen when they go together?
No.
Water.
Air.
Close. Water. H2O. There you go. And hydrogen is the basic building block of reality, of the universe, of everything that we see. It's all basically hydrogen with oxygen.
changes in hydrogen that create iron and tin and silica and calcium and magnesium. These are all derivatives of hydrogen. Hydrogen is like the canvas upon which the universe is drawn on. So everything's made 99% of the world more. 99.9% of everything is hydrogen. And then by tweaking the hydrogen, electromagnetically tweaking the hydrogen, don't ask me who's doing that or how that's being done, nobody knows. But by electromagnetically tweaking the hydrogen, you get lithium and beryllium and sodium and boron and nitrogen and oxygen and fluorine, and you know, the whole periodic table comes from manipulating hydrogen. And of course, reality is the periodic table. Physical reality is the periodic table. But it all comes from hydrogen. So hydrogen is incredibly important. Hydrogen, when you hear about hydrogen water and you hear about hydrogen, ionic hydrogen, now they have, this is a type of hydrogen that has both a positive and a negative charge, which is very, very unusual. Things don't usually, atoms don't usually have two charges on them, don't have an ability to have two charges, positive and negative. But hydrogen ions do, and that makes them the perfect antioxidants, and this is why you're starting to see a lot of stuff about ionic hydrogen. But just if you don't want to get into all the chemistry of it, know that hydrogen is very, very important. You don't necessarily need to do anything to get hydrogen because it's a building block, so you're getting it everywhere. Nonetheless, there are forms of hydrogen now they call them ionic hydrogen, which is an incredibly powerful antioxidant. So that's the scoop on hydrogen. You said something about oxygen also?
Well, black seed oil.
Yes. What about black seed oil?
Oh, there's one other thing. So somebody named Pamela called in about all these energy devices, and I'd like to know, maybe she has a website or something.
Yeah, you know, I remember you asking me this. If Pamela's listening, yeah. She listens to the program, shoot me an email, Pamela, ben@ksco.com, and I'll hook you up with Kenneth, or I'll get your number or your email, and I'll hook you guys up. I'll play matchmaker between you two. Real quick, Kenneth, we only have about a minute. What do you want to know about black seed oil?
Well, it seems to be in the Mediterranean, the miracle healer or something.
I don't believe in miracle healers. Black seed oil is good stuff. There's no doubt about it. It's got an interesting cancer fighting ingredient it's a quinone. It's related to vitamin K. It's kind of sort of related to vitamin K, at least from a chemistry perspective. It's called thymoquinone. Have you heard of this? Stuff thymoquinone, and it's supposed to be an immune booster and anti-cancer. But you know, there's no miracle cures. The body is a system. We're going to talk about this in the next couple of days. The body is a system. When it breaks down, it's more about something going on with how all the parts of the body that make up the system are communicating with each other, how they're interacting with each other. And to take black seed oil as a miracle cure, or anything else as a miracle cure, it really is. If you think you're doing it, going to get a miracle cure from something, you're not understanding how the body is put together. So if there's something going on in your body where the systems aren't interacting as they should be, they're not communicating as they should be, and that's usually the cause of disease, you can't take black seed oil to correct the problem or any single nutrient to correct the problem. It's more about the fourfold square of health, which is nutriate, respirate, move, and rest. Kenneth, we're out of time. Vicki's Navor will be with us in our next segment. Her book, Authenticity Reawakened. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As allegations of sexual assault emerge from a child holding facility in Texas, Vice President Kamala Harris continued to draw criticism Wednesday about her absence from the U.S.-Mexico border region and for not facing reporters about her role as President Biden's border czar. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley on Fox News.
It's really unacceptable that Biden is so obsessed with Trump reversals that he'll literally put the American public and these kids at risk the way he is.
Neither Biden nor Harris have announced plans to visit the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Iranian state media on Wednesday praised Iran's 25-year, $400 billion cooperation agreement with China as a good geopolitical game-changer that positioned Beijing as leading the effort to drag the United States back into the Iran nuclear deal. Thank you kindly for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
After taking a week off, NASCAR is back in action Saturday night in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Kyle Busch was asked by Motor Racing Network how he feels about the Martinsville track.
You know, I look forward to getting to Martinsville. You know, Ben last year obviously was crew chief with Harrison Burton. It was the first time the Xfinity cars had been to Martinsville in a long time, and so there was no practice. They literally just lined it up and raced at Martinsville, and they were super fast. You know, Harrison was able to win that race, so... Ben was with me when we were successful at Martinsville the years that we won in 15 and 17. So I'm looking forward to being able to get there, and hopefully we've got some things in store for us to be fast.
The other Kyle Larson, was asked if he thinks the new team will improve his results at Martinsville.
Yeah, my Martinsville is a place that I struggle at, I think, more than my equipment that I've had in the past. So I'm definitely curious to see, you know, how I'll be there, being with a team who just, you know, won the last event there at Martinsville. So hopefully I'm better than normal, but I'm pretty confident kind of, you know, going to any racetrack right now. I think our team's been doing a great job.
The Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 is Saturday night under the lights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1 and Motor Racing Network. Who will win the 85th Masters Golf Tournament? Players from around the world will vie for the $11.5 million purse starting today. That's happening in Augusta, Georgia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You can purchase your longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And also want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compound and pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, acne, psoriasis, dry skin, hyperpigmentation, and also preventing post-surgical scarring, for preventing post-surgical scarring. Healing is beauty. Healing equals beauty. Health always equals beauty. Beauty is health. Health is beauty. And that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Check them all out at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am really excited to talk to our guest today, Vicki Znavor, and that's Z-N-A-V-O-R. Znavor is the author of a book called Authenticity Reawakened, The Path to Owning Your Life Story and Fulfilling Your Purpose. Please welcome to the bright side, Vicki Znavor. Hello, Vicki.
Hey, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you.
Same here.
I love the idea of story. I've always liked the idea of story. Somebody, I forgot who said it, but somebody said that life is not made up of molecules. It's made up of stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it always, have you ever heard that quote?
Yes.
I don't remember who said it, but it always struck me as being interesting because stories are kind of like the building block of the world, building block of reality and the building block of our own lives. And he who controls the story controls life in a way, controls reality. And we're living in a world today where stories are being told for us. And authenticity comes from the word author. And when I hear about authenticity, I think of being able to write your own story. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of owning your story, being the author of your own story?
Yeah, I think it's critically important. And I think, you know, all of us realize that we come to this world sort of tabula rasa. We don't have a story, and we build that story from a very, very young age. What is interesting to me is that that story isn't always apparent to us as we sort of progress through life. We sort of forget our story. And by forgetting our story, we also aren't honoring it in a way that's so important to actually realizing who you truly are. And I think part of my book really does walk the reader through going back as far as you can go back to start thinking about the pivotal moments in your life that really helped you become who you are and maybe will help you remind you of who you actually are as well.
It's like our stories are transparent to us. Like you don't see the importance. You're looking through your story, but you don't see it. Like we
right.
see the world through our story. But
that's
it's like
right.
a window. You don't see the window, but the story is like a frame kind of, right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And also people in our lives, we all know this, especially when we come to work, et cetera, is that people start telling you who you are. And sometimes you actually start believing who that person is because
yeah.
for a lot of reasons, you start getting rewarded for being somebody else, and you also know that perhaps your story isn't something that would show well, if you will, in the workplace. You know, I know for myself, I grew up in a family that really struggled with, you know, money and alcoholism and things like that. And when I came to the workforce, the last thing I wanted to do was to ever talk about any of that. So I sort of started talking about, you know, other things. I would read and I would, you know, quote things from books, etc. But I wasn't really honoring my own story.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn that as you move through this life.
Isn't that what gaslighting is all about? Like when somebody tells you, like you confuses you about your own story. They tell you what your story should be, and you start to take that on.
Yeah, in a way it is. And you know, it's funny because I hadn't really paid attention to that term until the most recent years.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. You start believing it.
Yeah, you start believing it. And parents are the most guilty. I hate to blame parents, but it doesn't seem like parents are the most guilty perpetrators of this idea of telling a child what their story should be.
Yeah, in a way, that's absolutely right, Ben. Yeah.
I always found it fascinating that great actors, people who seem to be a little bit crazy, like the better the actor, the more crazy they are sometimes.
Right.
That has to do with like them not knowing what their personal story is.
Right, and you know, creating a story that seems to fit a narrative that works for them, and it's not just actors; it's all of us to some degree.
Yeah, because we're all acting to some degree.
You bet.
And isn't that what acting is about? Actually, whether you're acting as a professional actor, or acting in your job, or acting somewhere else, you're like acting a certain way. Isn't that like the opposite of owning your story or being authentic?
Yes. Now, what I want to say is that, you know, none of us want to, you know, I've sort of defined authenticity as saying, you know, listen, it's knowing who you are, knowing what matters most to you, and showing up in the world in a way that reflects that to the extent that you wish to do so. So I'm not an advocate of telling every single thing about yourself, or unless you want to. If that's what you want to do, that's great. But, you know, understanding those, you know, the pivotal moments, the values that really matter to you, and then deciding what you're going to stand up for and what you're not going to stand for as well, and showing up that way.
How does owning your story and being proud of your story and living your life based on your story, how does that stack up with reimagining your story or rewriting your story or crafting your story intentionally independent of your upbringing or your circumstances that you've lived through?
Yeah, great question. You know, I would say that is my story, actually, is, you know.
A meta story. It's like a meta story?
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. So you say, listen, I'm going to honor those things in my past that I know have made me who I am. It doesn't mean I have to carry those things with me throughout life, but I know that they really contributed to why I feel really strongly about certain things, why I show up in certain ways. And at least knowing that about yourself, then you can decide, okay, I'm going to take this forward with me because it really helps me, or I'm not going to take that forward, but I understand what piece of me belongs to that story. And in my book, I actually say that some of our stories, you can treat them a little bit like pictures in a scrapbook. You can go back and you can look at those pictures when you want to. But you can also put that scrapbook away on a shelf. You don't have to take it to work with you every day.
That's great. Do you think society has a motive or is motivated to impose its stories on the individual story?
Yes, sometimes, for sure. And I'll go to the workplace, for example. So leaders, it's uncomfortable when you have a team of people who are sitting there and they've all got their individual stories and all that, and you just want to get stuff done. So you may say, well, this is, you know, perhaps when you're interviewing people, you don't want to have, and I'm not saying all leaders are like this, but some leaders, they don't want to have a lot of people who are way different than they are. It's a lot more complicated. Mm. So they want to have people that look like them, talk like them, feel like them, believe like them.
Right, and that's kind of what leadership is in a way, is to like lead people to their story.
Well, yes, I mean, the best leaders will say, listen, I don't want people who talk like me, act like me, think like me. I want people who have more diversity of thought so that we can get to the best place.
Hang on to that thought. We got Vicki Znavor with us, her book, Authenticity Awakens.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Vicki Znavor. That's Znavor. Her book is Authenticity Reawakened. Vicki, you have a really interesting quote in your book by a guy named, I think he's a psychiatrist, David Viscott. The purpose of life is to discover, quote, the purpose of life is to discover your gift. The work of life is to develop it. And do you think story and gift are synonymous? The purpose of life is to discover your story. The work of life is to develop it.
That's a good question. I don't know if I would say it's exactly synonymous, but I would say they're very closely related for sure. And David Viscott was an amazing sort of example of story and then sort of how do you go forward. He, you know, he wrote a really great little book that was sort of instrumental in some of the work that I've done called Finding Your Strength in Difficult Times. And he was an on-air, he did a radio show, a psychiatrist. But he had an interesting story, too, like all of us, all human beings have an interesting story. And he talked a lot about this, you know, in search of finding who you are and how do you show up in the world. But he struggled, like a lot of people. He, you know, he had marital problems. He died when he was in his early 50s of heart disease. And he was good at telling other people how to live their lives and maybe not so good at living his own. But I think he was on an authentic path and that he was truly trying to contribute, and he did, to the world in a really positive way.
Even though he was not himself necessarily totally authentic?
Well, right, exactly. And I think that's another key point here, and that is that it is a journey, and no human being is perfect in every way. And that's certainly true for authenticity. None of us are completely authentic every single day. So I think you have to decide. That's why I'm really careful about saying knowing what matters most to you. So those values that are just non-negotiable, those are the ones that I think if you're going to pick your place to be authentic with those, because then you are truly living your purpose. And I think Dr. Viscott was, for sure.
Isn't it interesting how all of these things that are so fundamental to how we live our lives and how our lives show up are transparent to us? Like, we don't notice these things. We don't notice how much our values rule our lives, or how much our beliefs, our identity, or our story rules our life. But they're so fundamental.
That's right. And my book walks you through, and because I agree with that so fundamentally, my book does walk you through how to actually define, bring those values to life, understand what they are, and actually have a list in your hand of what they are so that you can really think about, am I living up to these, or am I sort of straying away from them? And if I am, are they the right values? Because maybe they're not. Maybe what you put on the page was not really your values. Or, maybe they are and you really are straying, so it sort of pulls you back to sort of reflecting on what do I need to do better.
So everyone knows what's important to them. Everybody knows their values. But do you think writing it down adds an extra layer of meaning, or gives you some flexibility or some power over these ideas, over these values?
Well, I would challenge that everybody knows their values. I don't think that everybody does. And I think people are triggered by when something bumps up against their values. They're triggered, but they may not realize, oh, it's because it's against my values.
Do you think they know them, but they're not aware of them, or do you think they actually don't know them?
I think they're not aware of them.
But they do know them on some level because they're doing things certain way. So they're just not aware of them. And in the writing, you become aware of things that were somehow subliminal or subconscious.
I believe that's true.
So give us somebody's having problems in their life. They're frustrated. They can't get where they want to be. Money issues, perhaps, or health issues, perhaps. What are some action steps that you can take to get out of a morass that you may feel that you're in using your model?
Yeah, so I would say identify what it is. If you're the kind of person, for example, that's tossing and turning every single night, you wake up dreading to go to work, you get to work and you think, oh, you just feel like an albatross is around your neck. So that is a big sign that work is not fulfilling. And then it's, okay, why isn't it fulfilling? And so you have to dig a little deeper, and you say to yourself, well, my boss doesn't really appreciate me. Or you could, a lot of people just say, my boss is terrible, and he or she doesn't like me. But if you really spend the time and dig a little deeper, you may understand maybe you're in the wrong job to start with. Maybe you wanted to become an artist, and somebody told you that you had to become an accountant, and that's what you did. So there is, in some of these instances, there's this aha moment where you say, oh my gosh, this is what's going on. Now, we all have been in a situation where we have to work, we have to pay our bills and all of that. So I would say, bloom where you're planted until you can plant yourself someplace else. But have a plan, because a lot of us kind of get on that hamster wheel, so to speak, and we just keep going thinking, okay, it'll get better. But it's not going to get better unless you really acknowledge that something is wrong, you understand what's wrong, and you take actions to correct it, whether it's having a different job, working for someone different, that type of thing. I think we've all been there at some point or another. I had a colleague who for the last 5 years has been miserable, and I've said, listen, sit down and start making a plan for how you're going to get out of this job. And that person didn't do that and now has lost her job. And it's really an unfortunate situation. So I will say understand where you are, understand why you're at where you're at, and then take some concrete actions to move to a different situation.
Where does purpose fit into this? And I always hear people talking about they can't find their purpose, or they want to know their purpose. What's their life purpose? People go to psychics to find their life's purpose. Where does that fit into all of this?
I believe, and my book gives you a model to walk through this, define what your pivotal life stories are, really understand your values. And then there's an exercise that really asks you to develop three statements that talk about why you're here. And again, it takes work. It's not something that you're going to sit down for 5 minutes and create your purpose, but it does ask you to dig a little deeper. So I'll share my statement with you.
Okay.
So I started with three sentences, basically. I want to be happy, healthy, able to work with people I respect, and be present for those I love. So that's my I want story. When I'm at my best, so this is the beginning of every sentence in the model, I can love, inspire, help, and enable others to awaken their authenticity and bring their purpose to life. And then the last statement starts with I believe. I believe that when people live their purpose authentically, they're able to pay it forward to others, and the world will be a better place.
So these are three fundamental sentences. I want, when I'm at my best, and I believe?
Yes.
And that's how you can discover your purpose?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, that's great. I want, when I'm at my best, and I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea of core values, I'm thinking about it here, and I know that I know my personal core values, but I never really identified my personal core values. Is it important to identify them, to actually have them stated out specifically?
I would say it helps, because what it does is it gives you, I'll call it an aha about yourself, that you maybe, it brings them to the forefront. You talked a lot about things being under the surface and maybe we don't recognize what they are. And it does help you bring those to the forefront. And once I sort of knew, just without a doubt what my values are, I would say them when I was at work. I would say, you know what, this is bumping up against my values right now because I believe that people should be prepared. So when you come to a meeting with me, please be prepared. And if you're not, let's reschedule.
Do you think if you're in survival mode and you're just trying to make it, that this is kind of indulgent? If you're just you're just trying to put food on the table kind of thing,
sure.
is all this stuff indulgent or is it necessary for survival?
I'm sure it could feel a little indulgent for sure, but it's sort of like if you are just surviving, I can think of no better time than to really think about who you are, what matters to you, and how you're going to show up in the world. Because, none of us know how long we're going to be here on the planet. You don't want to end your life with, I just survived.
Right. And human beings are meant to thrive, not just merely survive. This book is written for people who are in the middle of their career, correct?
Well, that was my original assumption. And surprisingly enough, I've heard from that group of people, say 25 to 40 years old. Uh-huh. But I've also heard from a lot of people who are planning retirement and saying, what? I don't know if I lived authentically. I don't think I did. But I sure as heck don't want to spend the rest of my life not being who I am. And your book helped a lot.
Thank you so much, Vicki. The book is Authenticity Reawakened, The Path to Owning Your Life Story and Fulfilling Your Purpose. Your website, VickiZnavor.com, correct?
Yes.
And that's Z-N-A-V-O-R, VickiZnavor.com. Did you want to say something?
I was just going to say, Ben, thank you so much. I love the show, and I really appreciate you having me as a guest.
Thank you so much, Vicki. Have a beautiful day. Great to talk to you.
You too. Stay here.
VickiZnavor, Authenticity Reawakened is the book. The website, VickiZnavor, Z-N-A-V-O-R, VickiZnavor.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.